In the book of Daniel, chapter 4, verses 29 through 30, we find the following recollection. At the end of 12 months, he, Nebuchadnezzar, was walking on the roof of the royal palace of Babylon. And the king said, "Is this not magnificent Babylon, which I have built as a royal capital by my mighty power and for my glorious majesty?" I believe we're in a season in which God is judging both the human leaders and the spiritual leaders of the earth. And if you've listened carefully to the story of Nebuchadnezzar, you can hear Nebuchadnezzar's rhetoric in every nation, in every place. We've heard it here in America. We are the greatest, never been greater, greatest kingdom ever, most prosperous. You've heard it said. Nebuchadnezzar said it long ago, but we've said it. And other nations say it too. The kingdoms of the earth are full of their own pomp and circumstance, and they celebrate the power and authority they exercise over other people, and how through that authority human nations can bring peace on the earth. That is the story of the world. It is the story of the devil. And it's the story of every kingdom that has ever reigned on earth. But this is not the way of Jesus. Just as God delivered his people from slavery in Egypt by sending 10 plagues on the Egyptians, I believe we're in a period of plagues. First, God struck the Nile and turned it to blood. We have to consider what the Nile represented for the people of Egypt. It was their economy. It was their commerce. Everything traveled up and down that river. Their water was sourced there. Their food was grown from its waters. It protected them from drought. It protected them from everything. They worshipped it as a god. But in the end, it was the heartbeat of that nation. And God turned it to blood, so that they had to find other sources to support themselves. In this last year of 2020, God has struck our economy. The Nile has turned to blood. And when that happened to the Egyptians, God then sent a plague of frogs. In the book of Revelation, frogs are associated with demonic spirits, tormenting spirits that run amok all over the place. And they tormented the people of Egypt. And then from the carcasses of the frogs came gnats and then flies. And they assaulted the people. They irritated them. They caused anxiety and depression and despair and anger and rage and hate. And the Egyptians wanted nothing but to be free of them. In this last year, the water has turned to blood. The frogs have come. And the gnats and the flies are everywhere. The people of our nation and the earth can hardly stand themselves. They're being driven mad. But what comes next? Anybody know the story? It's a striking of the animals. The infrastructure. The industry. The animals plowed the fields. Not many Egyptians ate meat, at least not regularly. Animals weren't food for most of them. Only the very wealthy could afford to eat meat regularly. The animals did the work for them. They were their industry. They were their infrastructure. And God struck them down. Something is coming. You and I must be ready. The kingdoms of the earth are being judged for their arrogance, for their impudence, for their belief that they could bring the kingdom of God on earth without God and without his Messiah, without his ethics or his values, that they could incorporate his teachings into their ideologies and make a better kingdom than Jesus ever dreamed of. And God is laying them low. Like Nebuchadnezzar, he is judging them for their arrogance. To date, those of you who are in this church have tolerated this message. But we're moving into a season in which you must embrace the gospel in new ways, because what stands in front of us is no longer just a test. Judgment is coming in earnest, and I'm praying for a period of rest so that we can recover and repent. And I trust he'll give it to us, because God is nothing if not consistent. He always gives us time to change direction, and I'm trusting that that will occur. But before that happens, as I said last week, I feel he's telling me in my spirit that he's going to strike the infrastructure before this is all said and done. And I have a feeling that this is a judgment against the prideful who would not curb their behavior willingly, and he's now going to force them to be trapped. Then we'll see how we respond. But I think the time of testing is almost over. I expect there to be a break, and then I expect the judgment to come in earnest on our nation. I feel this as deeply as I feel anything. We are being tested in preparation for judgment. And for those who have ears to hear, it's time to repent. Everything is going to change. And it's not the enemy doing it. The enemy was trying to build Babylon Earth. The enemy was trying to build a kingdom of God on earth, insulated from the judgment of God and deaf to his speaking. This European-American project is the enemy's project. God is tearing it down, but not simply for the sake of destruction. This is for our good, because the church has been deceived by the enemy.